Beyoncé omits Lizzo's name from song lyrics after sexual and racial abuse lawsuit. By Paul Bois on August 3, 2023. Pop star Beyoncé appeared to omit fellow singer Lizzo's name from her song Break My Soul, Queen's Remix, at a concert in Boston on Tuesday in the wake of explosive allegations that she fostered a hostile work environment. In her song Break My Soul, Queen's Remix, Beyoncé celebrates the many prominent black women who have made waves in the entertainment industry, including Nina Simone, Lauryn Hill, Nicki Minaj, and Lizzo. During her Tuesday concert in Boston on Tuesday, Lizzo's name was curiously absent from Beyoncé's list. Several videos posted on social media showed Beyoncé appearing to omit Lizzo's name from the song during her latest concert, instead repeating Erykah Badu's name four times, even as Lizzo's name flashed up on the screen behind her, noted CNN. Lizzo had previously celebrated her inclusion in the song with a video on Instagram back in June where she said, "I think of what we all mean to people and how cyclical it is. We are also infinitesimally and maximally connected and significant. It's an honor. Thank you, Beyoncé." Beyoncé has given no statement as to why she omitted Lizzo's name from the song, which comes right on the heels of an explosive lawsuit from several of the singer's former backup dancers accusing her sexual harassment, religious discrimination, body shaming, and fostering a hostile work environment. As Breitbart News reported, pop star and Joe Biden campaigner Lizzo is being hit with a lawsuit by three former tour dancers who allege that they were subjected to sexual harassment in a hostile workplace environment. They also claim they were pressured to touch nude dancers during a live sex show. Former tour dancers Ariana Davis, Crystal Williams, and Noel Rodriguez filed their complaint on Tuesday in Los Angeles, according to a report by Billboard. The three women are accusing Lizzo and her Big Girl Big Touring Incorporated of an array of wrongdoings, and claim that racial and religious discrimination also took place. One of the allegations in the lawsuit involved a claim that the Truth Hurts singer pressured the dancers to attend a sex show in the infamous red light district of Amsterdam, and that Lizzo had even pushed the dancers to engage in salacious activities with the sex show performers. The allegations were further compounded when filmmaker Sophia Nally Allison said that she walked away from working on a documentary for Lizzo after just 2 weeks due to poor treatment. "In 2019, I traveled a bit with Lizzo to be the director of her documentary. I walked away after about 2 weeks. I was treated with such disrespect by her," Allison said in a social media post. "I witnessed how arrogant, self-centered, and unkind she is." The Oscar-nominated filmmaker, who exited production of Lizzo's documentary, Love, Lizzo, continued, "I was not protected and was thrown into a shitty situation with little support. My spirit said to run as fast as you fucking can, and I'm so grateful I trusted my gut. I felt gaslit and was deeply hurt, but I've healed." Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.